Not slothful in business, not lazy in service. I stay aglow in fervency, sing. Not slothful in business, sing. Not slothful in business. Yep. Not lazy in service. I stay aglow in fervency, yeah. Not slothful in business, yeah.
Not lazy in service,
yeah. I stay aglow in fervency. I'm not slothful in business. Hallelujah. Praise God. Tell your neighbor, we are not slothful in business. Thank you. Have your seat. How was your day? Glory to God. Okay, pick your Bibles. James chapter 1, our salvation. A little bed, a little rice. So my mom taught me. James chapter 1. Still our salvation. It should be 28. We get to 30, then we pause again. Look at other things. Don't forget then to share this particular series with your friends. Anybody should be able to pick any part of this series and should be able to understand, comprehend. We just make it as simple as possible. No much theological depth in this one, but we see salvation as taught in the scriptures. Amen. Okay, James 1, 17 and 18. Let's read 17 and 18 together. Then we do a few explanations, then recap of what we did yesterday, and we proceed to the next thing. Once you go, let's read together. Yes, ma'am. Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Verse 18. Of his own will begat he us with the word of truth, that we should be a kind of first fruit of his creature. So look at those two verses again. Look at how connected they are. 17 is talking about a good gift, perfect gift, and 18 is now saying that of his own will begat he us. So the first thing you can see clearly there is that what he is describing is salvation. 18 describes salvation. Now 17 now tells us something as touching salvation. Of course, remember those Greek words. Good gift, that is agathos, gift will be given, right? Doses, right? Remember? Praise God. So that means, he said, agathos, that means every benevolent giving and every perfect gift. Perfect there is telios, right? Then gift there is dorema. So the first one talks about the process. The other one talks about what? The result, what it does to the recipient. Now this is where I'm going. He's saying every good gift and every good giving and every perfect bestowment. So meaning salvation, the process of giving it to man will be good, will be benevolent. That's how we call agathos. Can I write it down again? Agathos. A-G-A, A-G-A-T-H-O-S. It means every salutary, every pleasant, agreeable, joyful, happy. I love that. Joyful, happy, excellent. So if we have to fast pray, strive to enter the gate of life, then salvation cannot qualify as a good what? A good giving. Are you with me? It's called salvation because the process is good. That means how God will give it to you will be without your effort, without toils, without labor. Then the other part now says that is telos dorema, every perfect gift. That means salvation will do you good. Ooh, that's awesome. That means salvation once received, it will do the recipient good. So the first phrase, every good gift, talks about the process of giving it, that this thing that I'm giving, then the process is good and the result is good to the recipient. Amen. Say salvation does me good. Say the process is good and the result is excellent. So it's not that salvation is the way the way religion has presented salvation to us. Sorry, let me say false religion has presented salvation to us is something that is good at the end, but the process is it's not an easy road. We are traveling to heaven for many other turns on that way. So that is the type of picture that a false religion, now to Christianity is actually a religion, just that you have to define what is religion. Amen. Get last yesterday's message for you to understand what I mean by that. So the process is good. The process is benevolent. It will not be a toilful process, a haggard process, a stressful process to give you a good result. If you say that the process is stressful, then we can as well say Jesus has paid for the stress already. Are you with me? So why are you saying salvation is so free? Because somebody paid what is required. Say the process is good and the result is good. So back to Romans 5 verse 12. So if you are sure that salvation, the process is good, the result is good, then it could not have, God could not have been who had made Adam to sin. God is say God is not the creator of sin. Romans 5 verse 12. Okay, want to go? Let's read. Yes. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, right? And death by sin. So what? Death passed upon all, for all have sinned. That's really bad news. Don't forget, he said, by one man sin entered into the world. So we can as well say sin is actually a creation of man. What we call sin is not a being that is somewhere, it's not an entity that is somewhere, it's simply the result of man saying no to the goodness of God. When man is saying no to that graciousness of God, when man is saying no to agathostasis, let me say it this way. It's not saying no to telos dorema. Man is not saying no to telos dorema. That means it's not saying no to the results. But what he does not want is what? The agathos doses. Who did not get that? I mean, Adam in the garden is not saying no to the results. What he was actually saying no to was the what? The process. He doesn't say, how can this process be agathos? Why should it be good? Why should salvation be that sheep? No. Let's try the knowledge of good and evil. Let's work for it. Let's strive for it. Let's labor for it. And like my dad usually say, he said, it is the man that wants to know what is sounding in the radio that will spoil the radio. Amen. They say, those olden days. Which small man they talk inside this radio? Make we check. So this is the radio, and now find all manner of transistors and choke inside. No, we heard that before. Sorry, we destroyed a lot of radios. Trying to look for the man talking in the radio. Yeah. So back to Genesis 3:21. So it was the process. Everybody knew that eternal life is eternal life. Don't mind those people who are just trying to counterfeit the truth. They knew that the end result of everything is good. They knew that everything is excellent, it's wow, it's awesome. But what a lot of people are spending their strength to counterfeit is the process. Say, how can it be that sheep? No, it should not be agathos. It should not be good. But agathos is the Greek word for good in James 1:17. So, it should not be good. It should be strenuous. We should work for it. We should strive for it. We should fast for it. We should sow seed for it. We should pay tithe for it. So Genesis 3:21, and unto Adam and to his wife, the Lord God made what? Coat of skin and what? Clothed them. So I told you yesterday, I said Moses gave us a picture of God single-handedly slaughtering an animal. Slaughtering an animal, made coat of skin and covered man. That was a substitute for the pig leaves that man used to cover himself. So, rather than you work for it, God will love you to rest and enjoy his work. Rather than you work for it, God will love you to what? To rest and to enjoy his work. God loved man to rest. So, if you compare that James 1:17 right now, like I just finished explaining to you, you compare James 1:17 with John 3:16. So what is the replica of Agathos doses in John 3:16? Look at it and be smart for Christ's sake. That's why I'm teaching you like this. What is the replica of James 1:17 of Agathos doses in James 1:17 in John 3:16? If you want to pick a word from John 3:16 to replace Agathos doses in James 1:17, which one will you pick? Look at it now. Huh? I'll punch you. Huh? Agathos doses. Huh? Okay, what is Agathos doses again? Huh? Good what? Good giving, right? That means, I just mentioned explain to you that the process must be what? Benevolent. How to get this thing must be what? Benevolent, sheep, free, awesome. So which word in John 3:16 can replace that? Believe. Simple. Be smart. Go to school. Go back to primary school. Sorry. Believe. Amen. So if I ask you, what was the sin of Adam? He did not believe. That's all. That's why James and Romans 5 say, by one man's disobedience, unpersuadableness, refusal to be persuaded. Thank you for writing that down. So even from the garden, from that action of God, bringing an animal, slaughtering, is telling man that the only valid salvation will be such that will be initiated, consummated, and implemented by God alone. Initiated, consummated, and what? Implemented. Only God will plan it. Only God will bring it to pass. Only God will fulfill it. He only will decide it, he will plan it, and he will bring it to pass. So if man will be saved, it will be the responsibility of God alone to save man. But now we saw something throughout the centuries, even from the ages of before Abraham, after Adam, even from people like Noah, we saw people bringing a lot of stuff, animal offering, tithes, labors, toils. Some even attempted to offer their own children just to appease God, in quotes, or to initiate a reconciliation between God and man, so as to put an end to that tyrannical reign of death. But guess what? All to no avail. These are all part of what delayed the coming of Jesus. If you're a theological student, you will understand that. Why? What delayed the coming of Jesus? The labor of man. What delayed the coming of Jesus? Why didn't Jesus just come? The labor of man. No, work is terrible, eh? Work is actually terrible. The toils of man. The resolution of man to do it himself. will prevent the incarnation. So it's not that their offerings that they are offering, sorry, the offerings they were offering, it's not that it's not just enough, it was too much. Why? He said, sacrifice and offering, thou woundest not. In burnt offering and sacrifice for sin, thou hast taken no pleasure. So when you want to, and Solomon offered 1,000 burnt offering, 1,000 displeasure to God. That's it. 1,000 displeasure. He said, didn't you see it in Hebrews 10? Hebrews 10 verse 6, is it 5 and 6? Yeah. For in burnt offering, check Hebrews 10 again. It's there. I don't quote scriptures for you. We read it. We are born to read. That's what, Jerry? 6. So we read 5 and 6. Wherefore, when he comes into the world, he said, sacrifice and offering, thou woundest not, but a body thou hast prepared me in burnt offering and sacrifice for sin, thou hast had no pleasure. Ah, serious. That means he said, it's not just that when Jesus came, that's when God just said, okay, enough of that. He said, no, even from right from then, he said, you never took pleasure in them. That's serious. See verse 8, above when he said sacrifice and offering, and burnt offering for sin, thou woundest not, neither as pleasure therein, which are offered by the Lord. So all those repetitive sacrifices, for instance, what they are to do, and that is Leviticus 16, if they truly believed in the event of atonement, they should not repeat it the next year. If they truly trust the intention of that atonement, after doing it once, they should not repeat it again. Amen. Amen now. Come on. That is why there was no record that Samson offered any sacrifice. Yes, he was called a man of faith. Rahab, we have no record, woman of faith. That is to tell you that the offering of Abel is not animal, it's faith. You get it? He said in burnt offering and sacrifice, I have no pleasure. Because if it's about bringing something, Cain too brought something. Right? Cain too brought something. No, they have taught us that Cain brought what? Rotten tomatoes, right? And what? Gary, that is not Gary Gebu. Gary that has stones. But Abel brought one nice. The offering is faith, eh? That's why he said, looking away from these shadows, looking unto Jesus. That is the conclusion of Hebrews 11. Okay, so even the ones that were justified by faith, they still died and went to hell. Why? John 1:18. You know why I call it? Well, of course, by now you should know the meaning of L. Yeah? We have studied L here, right? Which type of fire? What is the fire in L? One word for the fire in L. Huh? What do you preach in your evangelism now? What is the word? What? One word for the fire in L. What do you call it? Separation from what? The pains of what? Separation. Okay. So John 1:18 always brush through those stuff. Those are things you keep reading, you keep going through. That's why we have them. You have them on your phone. And if you're assembly member, you almost have title 2 gig, 64 gig, or 120. We don't have 1 terabyte already. Memory card out, eh? We don't complain that our messages are too heavy. So that it can still be relevant in years to come. Okay? If I compress it too much, future devices may not be able to play it. John 1:18. Read together. Want to go? Yes. And no man had seen God at any time. That's serious. Same John 3:13. John 3:13. Want to go? Yes. And no man had ascended up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, the Son of Man, which is in heaven. Amen. Say no man. Say no man. Say the shout of fire took Elijah to hell. So the issue is not that they are bad people. That's not the issue. So even although you are justified by faith, but you must still wait for the justifier to come. It's not your fault. You try your best. But the sacrifice must be valid before you can benefit fully from the sacrifice you are believing. They believed in, that's why to them, the gospel is a promise. To us, it's a what? Fulfillment. So if you believe in Abraham's gospel, you are not a new creation. That's why Abraham, he believed God, it was counted. That means it was put in his ledger, right? Counted, imputed for him for what? Righteousness. Your own case is more than imputed though. You are the righteousness of God. No, there's no level, past level. Eh? Amen. Praise God. Amen, amen. So, Jonah. So the case of man was so hopeless. That until it became clear to them that man cannot redeem man. That was a statement that first reset my brain from works years ago by Noel Jones. He said, hey, man cannot redeem man. Hey. Ah. Like, just forget it. You can't. He said, man cannot redeem man. It will take God to redeem man. No, those statements, they look small. But, wow, neglecting it is the mother of plenty. Voila. See Jonah 2, verse 9. I'm not slothful in business, not lazy in service, and still glowing fervency. I'm not slothful in business. Once you go, let's read together. Yes, Jonah 2:9. Yes, sirs. But I will sacrifice unto thee with the voice of. Hold on. With what now? With the voice. Is it with animal? No. Which type of sacrifice is enough? Your voice, your words. Voice of thanksgiving. I will pay that which I have vowed. Latter phrase, want to go? Salvation is of the Lord. Just write that down. Or circle it in your Bible. Anyhow, salvation is of the Lord. Ah. Salvation is of the Lord. When are we going to stop studying salvation? Well, salvation is of the Lord. There's something here in Psalm 1. So, go back to John 1:29. So, of course, that place that they call the Abraham's bosom, of course, right now is no more. Amen? It has been emptied. No, it's no longer necessary. It's like a temporary waiting room. Amen? So when a believer dies now, he's not going to Abraham's bosom. He goes to heaven. So it's like a temporary waiting room. A waiting who? awaiting John 1:29. Let's read. Yes. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him, and seeth what? Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, God brought his own sacrifice to the table. Hallelujah. So he came down to initiate that peace. That war that man was waging against God, he came as man to reconcile. You understand? Man, the war between God and man was one-sided. So God now came as a man to represent man to reconcile to God. You get that? Because it was man that erred, it was man that needed to reconcile, but man refused. Or the man was doing too much. Whichever. They could not do it very well. So God came as man. Whew. Awesome. It was man that showed self-dependency instead of God's sufficiency. It was man that shows eternal death instead of eternal life. In fact, it was man that created what is called eternal death. Everything you see, it was over time. Over time. Over time. Physical death, over time. That's why the first man that died, he died in 930 years. I mean, Abel, that was his life was cut short. Adam that died naturally, died day. So physical death caught up with time. Sickness came later, gradually, mortality started taking over. It was not, they are not, evil is not the creation of God. It's not. Evil is not. What brought about evil? Sin. What is sin? Man's choices. Man's choice, man's will of independence. So God came in Christ to say, oh yeah, guys, let's settle this score. Ooh. So it was man. So I can say this way, that it wasn't man that killed Jesus for us. So it was God that offered him for us. That's why I cried, my God, why hast thou forsaken me? Why? God laid our sins on him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. God laid our sins on him. 2 Corinthians 5:21. Lord Jesus. See, I love studying salvation. 2 Corinthians 5:21. For he hath made him to be sin for us who knew no sin. That's the point. He made him. Who made him? God made him. God made him. You don't forget this strong scripture in your evangelism, in your preaching, your teaching. God made him to be sin for us. God made him. Who made him sin? God made him. Who made him sin? God made him. Who offered him? God offered him. Ephesians 2:14. Okay. Are you there? 2:14. Want to go? For he is our peace, who hath made both one, and hath broken down the what? Middle wall of partition between us. Hallelujah. Says our peace. Says our peace. Says our peace offering. Hallelujah. Back to 1 John 4:10. 1 John 4:10. Be fast. I love you, Lord. Come to say I love you, Lord. From the depth of your heart, you love me, Lord. Something like that. Love him because he first loved us. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Keep your mind filled with salvation. 1 John 4:10. Want to go? Herein is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation of our sin. Do you see? Now you understand why I changed that song? That's the reason. Eh? Say, yeah, this is love, not that we love God. Don't boast, oh, I love you. Remember this song by
But of course, it's not a good example anyway. That guy that sang, I pledge allegiance to the Lord. With all my strength, with all I have, I will seek to honor his calling. I pledge allegiance to the land.
Well, I know can use that song for ministry, but just be careful before you make a pledge. Amen. Don't make such. God is not looking for your pledges. Your pastor is looking for pledge, not God. Amen. Don't pledge your. I think that guy, Lele, some years later, now I heard that became musically and good stuff. All this, with all my strength, it won't be enough. Your strength is not enough. That's what we are saying. It is Agathos dosis. It is a good way. If it's about ministry, of course, there's a way we can sing it properly. Amen? But for salvation, I beg you. Amen? Say, I beg you. I know they will. So, hearing is love, not that we love God, but that he loved us and sent his son to be the propitiation for our sins. So, a good choir will sing more of God's love for us, more than what? Our love for God. Don't talk like him, like he's your boyfriend. I love you. How many songs is inside African Queen? I'm sorry, how many I love you is inside African Queen? This one, you can't tell this. That last phrase, I love you, my African Queen, I love you, I love you. Are you counting? Oh, I thought you are counting now. Amen. And that's why the girl we escaped to. I mean, the girl we escaped your and that's why the love we aspire. It was too much. One is enough. One good I love you is enough. Know the people that sing more about love. The people that does not understand love. All your celebrities. Let's stop it there. 2 Corinthians 5:19. Whiskey will be singing about love. What can that one know about love? Olamide will be singing love. What can he know about love? You are my bus stop. You are my which one again? At the end of the day, we have to bus stop. Don't pattern your life after those guys. Don't pick your inspiration from them. Is that clear? Peace, is that clear? 2 Corinthians 5:19, come on. So don't mind me. 5:19. Yes, to wit that God was in Christ, reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the what? Word of reconciliation. So there is now a legal ground for man's justification. This verse does not just apply to Christians. This is the world. Say to wish that God was in Christ, reconciled the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. So let me give you an assignment. Maybe I'll take it tomorrow. So therefore, in 1 John chapter 1, when he said, if you confess our sin, right, is what? Is faithful and just to what? Forgive us our sin and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So, therefore, we have seen that verse can only be talking about a man that has not believed the gospel, right? So, if we confess our sin, that means, maybe you can even call it if you confess Jesus, whatever. Now, he now said, he is faithful and just. So what? Forgive us our sin and cleanse us from all righteousness. So it looks like when you confess Jesus, that is when he will what? Forgive your sins and what? Cleanse you from all unrighteousness. So compare that with 2 Corinthians 5:19 and let me have your answer tomorrow. Is that clear? The question clear? Stop now.
First John 1:9. If we confess our sin, he's what? Faithful and just to forgive us our sin and cleanse us for all our sins. So that means when we confess that sin, there is something we do. So First John is saying what we do is what? Is to forgive us, is to forgive us. But 2 Corinthians 5:19 is saying it's not even what? Can't be. It's not even counting the sin against you in the first place. So therefore, what is 1 John 1:9? What is this saying? Tomorrow, I'll take the answer. Are you with me?
Are you with me? Come on.
So, salvation is only by the only sacrifice that God brought to the table, not the one that man can bring to the table. The only sacrifice that will take care of all sin is the one that God alone will bring to the table. Imagine, the offering of the Old Testament gives them a consciousness of forgiveness once in a year, right? But the offering done by God in Christ brought us what? Eternal forgiveness. Eternal forgiveness. Forgiveness of sin is the joker of Christianity. I don't know why people love to sell it. The joker, the only difference between here and every other thing is once you believe this gospel, your sins get forgiven, past, present, and future. That is the joker. That is the main point of Christianity. So it's time to tell you to humanity that it's time to stop struggling and start living a Christian life. Not one man can work for his salvation. So it's a pity when people interpret work out of your salvation as work for your salvation. It's a pity. I don't know. Which of the work do you want to do? Okay, do the literal one. Go to the cross. Take some nails. Do that one first. Amen. Like I posted on Facebook years ago, I said the road to eternal life is eternal death. You have to pay the price. Oh, yeah? Lead the way. Start from the cross. Go to hell. And raise yourself back and try to raise yourself back from the dead. And you know how far. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, my trust is in the Savior alone. So, there we have, like I love to say, we have responsibilities in Christianity, no doubt. This is not a call to, but there is no responsibility of keeping your salvation. That tax is beyond you. Nobody can, not one man, not one, not one, not one, not one. As I say, if God will mark iniquity, who will stand? No one. Say, but there is what? Forgiveness with you. Now you might be fair. That's Psalm 130, verse 5. Four and five. Say, I believe the gospel. Say, I believe the gospel. Say, I've been restored into God's favor. Say, both favor and mercy that endures forever are mine. So, Hebrews 7:25, we are simply a recipient of his finished work. His finished work, what he finished. We are not co-saviors with him. We are the recipient of his finished work. It's pride to think our own effort can complete or complement the work that God alone started. No, it's pride. Hebrews 7:25. Follow me. Let me read Amplified Version for you. Therefore, he's able to save to the uttermost, completely, perfectly, finally, and for all time and eternity, those who come to God through him, seeing he is always living to make petition to God and intercede with him and intervene for them. Glory to God. Shout glory. Never get tired of your salvation. Say he's able to save finally, perfectly, and completely. Say for all time and eternity. Say that's what my Savior did. Jude 1:24. Man is not given a tax to keep his salvation. Not at all.
Just two or three more scriptures and that will be done.
Jude 1:24. Let me read Amplify again for you here. Now to him who is able to keep you from falling. You can see, you don't keep yourself from falling. Now to him who is able to keep you without stumbling or slipping or falling and to present you unblemished, blameless, faultless before the presence of his glory in his triumphant joy and exaltation with unspeakable ecstatic delight. That's serious. From the word ecstasy. Woo. Amen, amen. Say it's able. Say, I trust him who is able. 1 Corinthians 1:30. That's the final one. You can read that. You can read that again and again. Read the Amplified version of Jude 1:24 and Hebrews 7:25. Now, 1 Corinthians 1:30. And so we just read 30 and 31. 1 Corinthians 30:31. Glory, glory, glory to God. Okay, let's read this. Want to go? But of him are you in Christ Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption, that according as it is written, he that glorieth, let him glory in the Lord. Amen, amen. Amen. Say, I glory in the Lord. Say, it's my salvation. Say, I am saved and sustained by Christ alone. Say, I am a man upon whom the love of God is lavishly poured. Say, I am a man upon whom the love of God is lavishly poured. I am a citizen of heaven by birth. It is too late for me to go to hell. I have passed from death to life. Irreversibly, forever and ever. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. You must salvation. See, that is a joker. That is the delight. After the whole day has battered you, everything, just think about salvation. Say, I think salvation. Say, I think about my Savior. Hallelujah. Okay, pray in tongues. Thank you. Pray in tongues. Pray in tongues. Think salvation. Think salvation. Think salvation. Always think salvation. Okay? Always think salvation. Think it in its simplest. Don't speak those normal scriptures. Don't look for deep stuff. Oh, God. You know you can do deep, but leave it on the surface. Just look at it again. Wow, my salvation. I just call it our salvation. Well, that's why we call it our salvation. Not the works of our hand can fulfill your Lord's demand. Will my tears forever flow? Ho, ho, ho. Well, just by his grace alone. Thank you, Lord Jesus.